We're here with Dave Mason, Bet Online Sportsbook Brand Manager. And Dave, good to have you on the show. And when I think about prop bets at the Super Bowl, they go to places that, I mean, beyond how long the length of Brave will be during the national anthem and how many planes will be in the flyover. What are some of the other props that you're looking at?
Yeah, I mean, it's a long list. I can't even remember all the stuff we offered. I keep refreshing my memory. But, I mean, I'm just looking now. It's, you know, a number of dogs in commercials, over under three. You know, will Dave Grohl sing a song in the Crown Royal commercial? You know, it just goes on and on and on. One that we came up with the other day or last week that I kind of like, Jason Kelsey's wife is pregnant. She's 9 months pregnant, so she's ready to pop any day. And she's actually going to be taking her OBGYN to the game. So, you know, I got my got my mind thinking, okay, there's a prop in there somewhere. So I matched up what's going to be more, the weight of the baby or Travis Kelsey's receptions in the game. So you can bet, you know, whatever, right? It's just endless, all the stuff we can bet, you know, the halftime stuff, what's Rihanna gonna wear, what's she gonna sing, you know, you name it, it's up there.
I like this one. Which will be higher, Biden's disapproval rating or total points scored?
There you go. You know, it's fun to kind of I that's what I like doing. I like, you know, it's almost like a cross sport, okay? You know, the traditional cross sports are like, you know, basketball player, whatever, LeBron James points versus, you know, KC's points or whatever. But, you know, it's almost kind of like a cross sports, you know, a baby versus a game stat or Biden versus a game stat, you know, so it's not really cross sport, but it's cross something.
I also think there are things like, you know, what color will the coach's polo be, or for the broadcasters, which coach will they show first? What's to keep somebody from telling their friend, look, put 10 grand on Andy Reid, we're going to show him first? I mean, what's to keep this from? They seem like right. some props that are pretty easily figured out.
Yeah, well, you know, no one's going to be offering 10 grand. You know, whereas the house limits are on the game itself right now, that, you know, the spread, let's say, is 50,000, they'll get bumped to 100,000, then by game day, I think $250,000 on stuff like this. It's getting nowhere near that much. You know, we'll keep something, you know, $250, 500 bucks, and some of the really weird stuff even lower, 100 bucks. So, you know, if some producer or whatever, you know, Rihanna's wardrobe manager or whatever wants to open up an account and bet what color her mascara is going to be for, you know, 100, 250 bucks, go for it, you know. And you do see, whenever we do see some weird action that kind of raises our eyebrows, we'll usually close the prop, you know, the over-under for the national anthem is like that every year. They'll have a dress rehearsal and somebody will tape it. And, you know, some security guard with a stopwatch will send it out to some betting affiliate that or betting syndicate that's paying him money. And next thing you know, we get a wave of action on either the over or under. So once something's like, all right, people know what it is, then we close it. But yeah, we don't keep the limits too high on stuff like that.
This one, now you're talking to a 57-year-old white guy here, but which celebration will be performed first, Uzi or Gritty? What does that mean?
That's a great question. I'm not too much younger than you, so I know what the Gritty is, and I could never perform it, but it's some kind of like little jig. All the players do, a lot of players. If you saw it, you would know it. It's like I can't even explain it. What the Uzi is, I have no idea. We have a team of guys, and a lot of them are about half my age that come up with some of this stuff. So this one definitely wasn't me. This is one of the younger kids that I work with.
Jackson Mahomes, when will he post on TikTok? An hour before the game, during the game, or an hour after? That's also a prop.
Yeah, I mean, I was just thinking about that Jackson Mahomes. We haven't heard or seen too much of him. I think probably his older brother put him in check maybe the last couple of years with Jackson acting kind of foolish. So yeah, hopefully never. Hopefully it's never, and we just know action. but who knows, man? You know, I'm not on TikTok myself. So again, that's one of the ones that one of the younger guys came up with, without a doubt.
I like this one. Who will be mentioned first, Biden, Trump, or Elon Musk? So that's all down to the broadcasters again.
Yeah, absolutely. Biden's the obvious favorite there. Elon Musk is then +550, and Trump is at +900. Sure, again, to keep the limit somewhat low, so, you know, one of the broadcasters isn't looking at it and like, you know, put a bunch of money on it and just randomly mention one of these guys. But, a lot of fun, though.
There was, I used to have a guy in here who would talk props, and it was about 15 years ago, and this was a real prop. It was Elvis Presley would fly a flying saucer into the Loch Ness Monster. And the thing that was, of course, that's hilarious, but the thing that was most weird about it was it was 11 million to one. And I thought, why 11 million? You know, why not 1 million or 10 million? That was the weirdest part of it for me.
Yeah, I don't know. It's 11 million to one. I would have set the real odds at 12 million to one. So maybe we weren't getting good value there.
What's one of your favorite, most ridiculous ones like that?
Oh man, hey, for Super Bowl, we've had all sorts of good stuff. I mean, I like that Kelsey one this year and his baby. That was a good one. I like all the wardrobe stuff. You know, some of the stuff that's gotten kind of controversial over the years is stuff that gets people talking and gets people arguing and all that stuff. All the PR stuff. Like we did one a few years ago for when J Lo and Shakira were on the halftime show, and one of them had buck cleavage, and a big argument broke out on what, you know, if one had it, or, you know, it just turned into huge controversy on Twitter, and we just ended up saying, you know what, I'm not getting involved in this argument. People are showing me picture references on what it is and what it should have been, and I was like, you know what, just grade both sides winners, and let's move on. This is too weird.
Yeah, whenever I hear butt cleavage, I also think of Say No to Crack.
Yeah, that's what when I came up with that prop, you know, that's what it was. And we even put in a warning, if you don't know what butt cleavage is, just Google plumber's crack, right? And neither of them had it. I'm going to go to my, you know, my grave saying neither of them had it. But, you know, I think it was Shakira had really tight, like, leggings on, so you could just see all the curves. And people are like, this is it? And I'm like, that's not it. Plumber's crack. And I'm copying pictures of plumber's crack and showing it to people. And they're like, huge. It was the most ridiculous thing ever. And like a half hour in of me trying to educate people what our definition of buck cleavage was, people just weren't budging. I told the guy, I was like, you know what? Great both sides winners. You know, hey, this is ridiculous that, you know, I'm not putting my college degree to the best use at this moment. So it's great both sides winners, and let's move on.
Real quick, last question. Jason Kelce leaving the game if his wife goes into labor is 10 to 1. That's not bad to throw $10 down on, right?
Yeah, there's no way this is Super Bowl. Jason Kelce, he'll wave up to wherever, blow her a kiss, and get on and maul the Casey's defensive line.
No doubt. All right. Once again, we've been speaking with Dave Mason from Bet Online. Where do we go to do all this?
BetOnline.ag. We have the longest list of props, standard stuff too, you know, over under, passing yards, all that good stuff. Same game parlays. We have all that stuff. But if you want to do this exotic, all these exotic, weird, out of the box props, no one comes close to what we offer. So betonline.ag, 100% sign up bonus, fastest payouts in the industry, not even close.
There he is, betonline.ag. Dave, thanks a lot, man. Enjoy the game.
Hey, thanks for having me.